Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Senator Dianne Feinstein said today that a vote on Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh this week, as called for by Majority Leader Mitch McConnell this morning, would be too soon. And as the FBI investigates alleged sexual assault and misconduct charges against Kavanaugh, one of six Republican women in the Senate is defending him. Iowa Senator Joni Ernst told CBS this morning that California college professor Christine Blasey Ford's claim that Kavanaugh assaulted her in high school lacks corroboration.
I have absolutely no doubt after reviewing Dr. Ford's testimony that she has suffered from something very traumatic in her lifetime, but simply the corroboration wasn't there with even the witnesses that she brought forward.
And the White House is pushing back on new reports that Kavanaugh got into a bar fight at Yale in 1985. Beth Fooey, NBC senior politics editor, is joining us now. And Beth, I want to start with that bar fight story. As you well know, last night, Yale classmate Chad Luddington went on CNN to talk quite a bit about his view of Brett Kavanaugh's drinking in college. He said he was often, you know, very drunk, very inebriated. This is as a junior at Yale, and that he threw a drink at a man at a bar who had cursed at them for mistaking his identity.
At that point, Brett took umbrage at this and threw his beer at the guy. So he took a swing at Brett, and then they were kind of two guys fighting.
And now the public police report says it was a glass with ice that was thrown. No arrests were made. And on the Senate floor this morning, Majority Leader McConnell sarcastically dismissed it as another attack by Democrats.
Talk about a bombshell. One can only imagine what new bombshell might be published today or tomorrow.
Okay, Beth, take this up, because Luddington is also one of the Yale classmates who has said that he felt that Brett Kavanaugh lied in his testimony, downplaying his drinking.
Yeah, here's the problem with all of this, Robin, is it's not these individual incidents that people are talking about. It's the fact that Judge Kavanaugh, throughout this process, has steadfastly insisted that he did none of this stuff, zero, that he was this incredibly academically focused guy, that he was an athlete, that he got into, Yale University, got into Yale Law School by working hard and being incredibly diligent. And yeah, he had a few brews here and there, but he didn't have a drinking problem. That's the problem. He set the bar up so high that it allows his story to be picked apart little by little by little. And with McConnell, Senator McConnell dismissing it like that, it doesn't get to the issue of whether that one thing that might have happened at that bar is so important, but rather, why is Judge Kavanaugh presenting this image of himself that is simply too easy to be checked and to be challenged by people who knew him back then? Had he decided that he wanted to come forward and say, look, I was a kind of a boisterous guy back when I was a teenager and in early years of college. I did some dumb things. I drank a little bit too much. I'm a changed man now, and judge my life on what I've done in my career and in my long, happy marriage and my two children and not on that. It would be one thing, but he's not allowing that because he said this stuff never happened.
Well, and because he was under oath. And as a judge, you know, he should know that. So it has shifted to, you know, whether or not he was telling the truth about his drinking as opposed to how the week started, which is, you know, whether or not he's telling the truth about, an event that a woman says involved him sexually assaulting her. Look, the White House has now okayed the expansion of the FBI investigation beyond the people originally on the FBI's list. Those were the four that were mentioned in Professor Ford's testimony. But do we know that Luddington has spoken to the FBI?
No, we don't. We don't know that yet. And look, it's only Tuesday. If we're to follow the time frame that was, you know, basically set up by the Senate last Friday, they have through Friday to do this. So they will presumably get to everybody or as many people as they possibly can in that time frame. And NBC News and many other news organizations are pretty diligent in terms of finding out who's spoken to the FBI and who hasn't. So this thing will continue throughout the week. That the more amazing thing is that Senator McConnell is insisting that this vote is going to take place this week no matter what. And it doesn't seem that the FBI investigation session will be done in such a time to allow the senators to read it, review it, and then vote quickly this week. He's setting up a time frame here that's going to be pretty hard to go along with.
Do we know if Deborah Ramirez, who was Kavanaugh's Yale classmate and second accuser, do we know if she's been interviewed by the FBI?
Yes, NBC News has confirmed that she has spoken to the FBI.
Okay, so
we reported last night, as you probably know, Robin, that there is evidence of text messages that went back and forth around Deborah Ramirez's account of what happened to her, that Judge Kavanaugh had exposed himself in this way during college, that indicate that Judge Kavanaugh was involved in trying to prepare his Yale classmates for this conversation before that New Yorker article came out, which would then suggest he was not forthcoming and candid in his testimony.
I'll follow that. Beth Fooey, senior politics editor at NBC. Thank you.
Thank you.